that's what I should practice to number three.
So. Thank you, thank you. My strength, time starts now?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, thank you, Balaji, for coming over here and giving your wonderful speech. My evaluation is like this. You have good stage presence. You began with a shloka and you started off with your speech. You said, how many of you actually read it? You had good voice modulation there. There was emotion there. You had a lot of good phrases that you used, like speed of sound, in a nutshell, like an atom bombarded, remarkable past, very good usage of phrases. And at times, your voice modulation was excellent. When you said certain aspects of your message, you wanted to give meaning to it. So you said, for instance, explain it to the audience with a meaning, with an example. It was very good. And you also asked a question at the middle of the message, so making the audience think. Do you still think? Right? That was very good. You also used a lot of phrases like more meaning, more comprehensive, more useful, like making the impact with the message using these phrases. Certain aspects which I would like to ask you to think of is these. When you started with the shloka, you started actually moving. Well, to make an impact on a shloka, you need to make your stand firm in one place so that you are making meaning to the shloka. So you started moving, that could have been avoided. Then you started off saying it is, and then you stopped. Then you said he was actually telling the story. So that was a broken sentence there. So that could be avoided. And you also said about long back about the ancient past. Now that could have made an impact. Long back is just long back. Ancient times would have been more impactful. You also said, I like to end my speech. Yeah, that could have definitely been avoided because that takes away the essence of the speech. You had good hand gestures, body movement, but then one part which you could have actually emphasized on was your voice modulation. This is a subject which is talking about the past and about the present Indian diaspora where you can make people think. So you should have used your voice appropriately. Maybe you could have increased the volume, increased the pace when you were coming to some conclusion. And finally, you could have started off, you started off with a shloka, you could have ended with a shloka or probably a punchline. Thank you.